Good morning. This is your wellness wake-up call with University of Illinois Extension. Gut health relies on a balanced community of microorganisms in the digestive tract. When that bacteria is disrupted, dysbiosis can occur, meaning there is an overgrowth of pathogenic microbes, loss of key microbes, or there is reduced diversity in the microbial community. Triggers may include frequent antibiotic use, chronic stress, low fiber intake, illness, or certain medical conditions. Symptoms of dysbiosis vary. Some people experience bloating, gas, diarrhea, constipation, or abdominal discomfort. Others report fatigue, frequent infections, food intolerances, or skin concerns. Research suggests dysbiosis may be linked to conditions such as irritable bowel syndrome, inflammatory bowel diseases, metabolic disorders, and mood changes through the gut-brain connection. If symptoms persist, start with a primary care provider to review medical history and medications. A registered dietitian specializing in gastrointestinal health can evaluate your diet and potential triggers. More complex cases may require a gastroenterologist. Testing is guided by symptoms and may include stool tests for infection or inflammation, breath tests for small intestinal bacterial overgrowth known as SIBO, and blood tests for nutrient deficiencies. At-home gut health kits are also available, but results should be interpreted with a qualified healthcare provider to ensure safe, evidence-based, and individualized care. This week, pay more attention to your gut health and potential signs of dysbiosis. If you feel like something isn't right, reach out to your preferred healthcare provider for next steps. Thank you for listening. I hope you have a happy and healthy day ahead. This has been Kristen Bogdonis, food and nutrition educator with University of Illinois Extension.